Step 6. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Why ask for something before we are ready for it? This would be asking for trouble. So many times, addicts have sought the rewards of hard work without the labor. Willingness is what we strive for in Step 6. How sincerely we work this step will be proportionate to our desire for change. Do we really want to be rid of our resentments, our anger, our fear? Many of us cling to our fears, doubts, self-loathing, or hatred, because there is a certain distorted security in familiar pain. It seems safer to embrace what we know than to let go of it for the unknown. Letting go of character defects should be done decisively. We suffer because their demands weaken us. Where we were proud, we now find that we cannot get away with arrogance. If we are not humble, we are humiliated. If we are greedy, we find that we are never satisfied. Before taking steps 4 and 5, we could indulge in fear, anger, dishonesty, or self-pity. Now indulgence in these character defects clouds our ability to think logically. Selfishness becomes an intolerable, destructive chain that ties us to our bad habits. Our defects drain us of all our time and energy. We examine the 4th step inventory and get a good look at what these defects are doing to our lives. We begin to long for freedom from these defects. We pray or otherwise become willing, ready, and able to let God remove these destructive traits. We need a personality change if we are to stay clean. We want to change. We should approach old defects with an open mind. We are aware of them, and yet we still make the same mistakes and are unable to break the bad habits. We look to the fellowship for the kind of life that we want for ourselves. We ask our friends, "Did you let go?" Almost without exception, the answer is, "Yes, to the best of my ability." When we see how our defects exist in our lives and accept them, we can let go of them and get on with our new life. We learn that we are growing when we make new mistakes instead of repeating old ones. When we are working Step 6, it is important to remember that we are human and should not place unrealistic expectations on ourselves. This is a step of willingness. Willingness is the spiritual principle of Step 6. Step 6 helps us move in a spiritual direction. Being human, we will wander off course. Rebellion is a character defect that spoils us here. We need not lose faith when we become rebellious. Rebellion can produce indifference or intolerance, which can be overcome by persistent effort. We keep asking for willingness. We may be doubtful that God will see fit to relieve us or that something will go wrong. We ask another member who says, "You're right where you're supposed to be." We renew our readiness to have our defects removed. We surrender to the simple suggestions that the program offers us. Even though we are not entirely ready, we are headed in the right direction. Eventually, faith, humility, and acceptance replace pride and rebellion. We come to know ourselves. We find ourselves growing into mature consciousness. We begin to feel better as willingness grows into hope. Perhaps for the first time, we see a vision of our new life. With this insight, we put our willingness into action by moving on to Step 7.